You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California dream.
Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out our website, 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites, of course, is 9021-FAU, but it's actually 9021-FA. Yeah, Jim's busy back there on the phone.
I know, that's what I was looking
at.
Yeah,
they're going. Well, they're still just going bonkers right now, so that's great. But 9021-FA, and I know, Sandy, this is one of your very favorite places right there in Westlake.
It's so clean. I can have almost anything there.
And whenever she says to me, she goes, you know what, we're going to go to lunch or whatever, and she says, I don't feel that great. I just having an off day. We go over there. She sits down. She has pho soup. Puts a little jalapeno in there, gets a little spicy, so it kicks it in. But I'll tell you, that is really good stuff.
It is good.
And their spring rolls and all.
And now they have salads and their curbside pickup.
And they got a good beer and wine selection in there. You can sit outside and people watch, you know, in the little area there. The address for them is, if I can find it, it's right here in front of me, 30990 Russell Ranch Road in Westlake Village. Call them, 818-597-1902, and do one of those curbside pickups sometime and go home and eat fresh and clean. Don't stop and pick up the pizza and the junk, the burritos and all that. Try this.
But I like that too.
I know, me too. But we won't say it right now because this is called a live commercial.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
Are you hungry?
Oh, I'm hungry.
After we're talking about pho, I'm hungry.
I'm
hungry.
I'm starving today.
I love this hour,
but we get to eat.
So
we get to eat. Did you take a picture of this, Sandy,
put
it on Facebook?
Let me do that real quick.
Take a picture
while
of this.
You introduce our next guest.
Jason Hendricks, Everybody's Hungry.
Good morning, everybody. Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Everybody's Hungry's first of the premier cheese and beverage pairing series, Cheese in a Glass. Our first release is coming up Tuesday.
Okay.
We're going to be doing it at Barrel 33 from 7 to 8:30. There's going to be eight beautiful fine cheeses partnered with eight different wines. Fritz Leon, you know, a friend of
sure.
the show, he's a cheese distributor. He's bringing some really nice cheeses. Norbert Fernet over at Barrel 33 is going to partner him up. We're going to educate about how the cheese is made, how wine is made, and then we're going to talk about why the pairings go well and why we think, you know, people should be trying those out. If you want more information, go to ebhcheeseinaglass.eventbrite.com.
I think Tom and Sandy might have to go to that one.
I'd love to have you.
That's what I was talking
about.
No,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Heck yeah.
And definitely the reason why today's segment is sponsored by that is because we want to talk all about cheese. And we have, as you mentioned, some cheese in front of us. We're going to do a little tasting. And I want to go through some interesting facts about cheese. You know, there's really basic two categories of cheese.
There's only one thing I need to know. It's good.
It tastes good. And a lot of times, you know, I think the creaminess and the saltiness of cheese is what draws a lot of people in. But there's two basic categories, fresh and ripened. There's a lot of subcategories, but we're looking at fresh versus ripened. And ripened's going to be more firm. A lot of the whey is taken out. W-H-E-Y.
Like a cheddar? Like a hard, extra sharp cheddar, for instance, is real hard.
That's a ripened cheese.
That's a ripened cheese.
And when
we're
talking about fresh, you're looking more at the ricotta, the cottage, even fresh buffalo mozzarella style.
Yeah.
And that means that they're not manipulating the cheese too much. Cheese is basically milk and bacteria cultures and some rennet. Rennet is an enzyme that helps curdle and coagulate the milk, and
right.
that's how you start to begin separating the milk fats from the liquidy whey. And when
you know, there's something that does happen because Jason and I were talking about the fact that I can't have dairy,
right.
but I can have cheese because there's not a lot of whey in the cheese because of that separation, and it doesn't make me sick. There's something about it.
Your body can assimilate it. Whey is spelled W-H-E-Y,
correct.
Right?
That's
okay.
Correct.
What is whey?
Whey is that the liquidy portion of milk. When we start separating milk fat, they're fighting over the cheese here, but the milk fat is more of a solid.
Yeah.
And the whey is kind of sour. It's like almost got a yellowish tint.
Right.
And you don't want that when you're making cheese. So you remove most of that depending on how firm or how fresh of a cheese you want. And there's conversions that happen when we add those bacteria cultures. So you're converting lactose into lactic acid, and you're converting organic compounds into flavor and aroma. Based on one website I went to, eatwisconsincheese.com, it takes approximately 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese.
Wow.
It's a big, big conversion right there.
And what is that? That the rest of it is evaporated?
A lot of it is that liquid, and they're actually pressing that liquid. So the first process, again, is to heat your milk a little bit, typically 77 to 100 degrees. You're adding your bacteria cultures and your rennet. Or an acid, you can do vinegar or lemon juice, but there's a little bit different process you have to follow when you're adding just an acid. The rennet actually is a best coagulant.
Sandy's supposed to be eating cheese already because she's already on number two, and I thought you were going to kind of explain them as we went along here.
I'm going to try to go through them, but
you're making a mess of that.
I don't
give
too many rules to the host. If she's hungry, let her eat.
You should have given her a knife.
After that cheese starts to curdle, though, what they end up doing is it creates like a custard form, and you go through a process called cutting. And they take big blades and they cut through it. And the more you cut through the milk fat, then the whey starts to rise to the top and they can drain that off. And they take those blocks and then they can press them into molds. And even more whey is either pressed out or naturally drains out. And the more whey you press out, the more firmer you get and more opportunities you have for different flavor profiles.
So talking about your wine pairing, you have a little note here and it says, we broke away from the traditional pairings. Which means the traditional would be like, what, cheddar and all that. And so this is all really different because so far,
more exotic.
Loving it.
Yeah, so the way the cheeses are laid out in front of you, there's a Briat Sauvignon, there's a Taleggio, Petit Basque, Emmentaler, which is a Swiss. And we're working from the softer, fresher cheeses and the creamier cheeses around to a firmer. Mm-hmm. And then we're going into a more robust flavor profile when you get into your blues and your ash infused. And your
These are really your good.
This is really good.
A
this
lot
is
of times
Petit
you're working...
Basque.
That Petit Basque is really nice. It's Spanish base. When you're working in the light, creamy, fruitier cheeses, you want to go with a lighter, fruitier wine, such as champagne or real light, crisp white wines. And then work your way into the reds and the ports
I'm
for
thinking
the
of beer right now. I'm sorry.
Well,
good IPA would have gone good with that one.
That's a nice little segue, Tom. Stay tuned, folks, because next month we're going to be doing a cheese and beer. So the series is called Cheese in a Glass.
Excellent.
Meaning we can go through different styles of beverages and maybe some unique beverages coming down the line.
Nice.
But definitely, you just like working through a wine flight, you start light and fruity and you end up robust.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of them, though, that we mixed up and played around with. Like the Taleggio typically would be more a spicier or a robust red. And we actually found that it went really nice with this rosé that Norbert pulled off the rack. So you're going to... That's the best picture ever. Pretend you're going to take a picture of Tom with his Emmentaler hanging out of his mouth, chewing on it like a mozzarella stick.
I'm moving.
So there's going to be some really interesting cheeses and pairings. You know, and there's a lot of different flavor profiles you can get out of cheese. During the curing process, a lot of times you'll add salts to help draw some more moisture out, but also impart flavor. Other things are added, such as ash, and the rinds can be different varying degrees of firmness as well. There's a washed rind style, and what that means is you're taking beer, perhaps, or wine, or herbs, and you're like in a wash, actually rubbing down the outside of the cheese. One, it promotes bacteria growth, which will help change the organic compounds and work on flavor, but it also helps to seal that cheese. And you know, sometimes you want to seal a cheese to keep the center of it more soft and sweet.
Okay, I got a question for you because I did it last night. I had one of those cheeses you get. It's like an Italian cheese, and I think got it at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
It has a rind on the outside. I understand you can't eat the wax, but because some of them have a wax. But when they have that rind on the outside, is that always edible?
That is edible.
Okay.
Yeah, so when we're making cheese, like you said, you want to make sure the wax is off. But people get a little leery of that firmer, waxy, textured rind. But it's all organic. I mean,
it can be a totally different color. Like this rind was purple on a fairly white cheese.
And when you're
looking
at the Humboldt Fog in front of you, you can see there's a different coloration and texture. Part of that is because it was rubbed with ash, and then the white coating developed after the ash was applied. But you look through the different layers of color, and it just has to do with the way those organic compounds are breaking down and the bacteria is working with the milk fats. So it's perfectly edible, and sometimes it offers a contrast to the center of the cheese and a nice flavor change.
Okay, so once again, talk about this event. How much does it cost? When and where?
It's at Barrel 33 on Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30. It's $40 per person. We're getting a great value out of that. Again, we're talking about the education of how cheese is made, how wine is made. But you're getting eight cheeses. We're looking at an ounce per cheese, which is a lot. I mean,
it is a lot.
Half a pound of cheese by the time you're out of there.
I'm already full.
And we're partnered with two-ounce pours of wine. So you're going to get 2 ounces of wine each, starting with the champagne. We're finishing with a port.
Yum.
Very nice. We're going to have typical dried fruits and nuts to complement. But portion of the proceeds are also going to food share at the end. So, you know, Everybody's Hungry is always about sharing a passion for food,
right,
educating about food, but also raising awareness for the hungry. And part of the proceeds will definitely be going back to food share.
Okay, very
what a
cool.
great event. I mean, that really is something. Now, Barrel 33 is right there on Thompson Avenue, right?
That's correct. They're at... Sorry, I lost my place for a second. They're at 1067 East Thompson, right there as it starts to bend across from the Enterprise rental car.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of cool things. You know, Sandy, you and I were laughing about Swiss cheese. And, again, the cheese is basically milk fat, bacteria, and some kind of coagulation that starts a process where organic compounds are changing. Swiss cheese gets its holes because as those bacteria are working and chewing on those organic compounds, they produce a gas, and
that
the gas
gets
trapped. That
is so interesting to me. Okay, very cool. I can't wait to find out.
That's good blue.
And look at this. The majority of cheeses are gluten-free, depending on what type of flavoring agent or rind was used. And you know what? You were talking about the rind. You could put rind in, like, minestrone soup when you're making it, and it just makes the flavors just pop.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you think about it, Tom, when we talk about hard Parmesans, that's basically what the outer rind is on some of the softer cheeses.
Right.
As that whey starts to either drain off or evaporate and dry, it becomes firm. You could shred that. If you have leftover rind, you're like, I kind of like that cheese, but I'm afraid of the rind. Shred it or grate it right into your soups and your salads.
Right. So before you go, Everybody's Hungry.
Everybody'sHungry.org. We're a food-focused educational and fundraising group in the county that, again, always tries to share passion for the food we enjoy, but educate about that food, including agricultural tours and farms and, what's on the shelf,
that.
And then raise awareness for the hungry in the communities.
Very and somebody cool. wants to go to this event, who do they call?
They can call me at 805-570-5636. We're also taking credit cards at the door if you just want to show up, or go to ebhcheeseandaglass.eventbrite.com.
And we're going to post it on 805 Favorites.
Okay, good. Excellent.
You're not going to want to miss it. Great pairings and a lot of fun time.
Sounds like a ball. Sounds
appreciate
great.
It's always a good time in the morning.
Thank you. Good cheese. Thank you.
We're going to go on a quick break. We're going to pay bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.